For today's GeoQuiz, think tiny. We're looking for one of the smallest independent states in the world. Actually, it's the second smallest after Vatican City. That independent state is located within the city of Rome. The one we want you to name today is nestled on the famous Côte d'Azur, also known as the French Riviera. Sure, this is a tiny place, but it attracts a lot of wealth. We're not just talking about its casinos. Here's your biggest clue now. This small principality is decked out for today's royal wedding, or as they call it there, a princely wedding. The guest list for the festivities includes the kings of Spain, Sweden, Lesotho, and Belgium, the presidents of France, Iceland, Ireland, Lebanon, Malta, Germany, and Hungary, plus opera singers, fashion models, and race car drivers. Where are all these glitterati gathered? The answer, and more on those nuptials, coming up. A small principality in Europe is holding a really big party today and tomorrow. We're talking about Monaco, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Prince Albert of Monaco got married in a civil ceremony today. The new princess, Charlene Wittstock, a former Olympic swimmer from South Africa. A religious ceremony attended by royalty and celebrities from all around the globe is planned for tomorrow. In the meantime, Monaco is all abuzz. Reporter Claire Lathbury is covering the giant party for the Riviera Times newspaper in Monaco.
Today we've just had the civil marriage, which was in the throne room in the palace. So they signed on the dotted line at 5:15. So Charlene now becomes Her Serene Highness Princess Charlene of Monaco. And at the moment they're having an enormous sort of cocktail party for all the Monegasques up on the rocks. So there's a sea of people and flags and delicious food and champagne for the Monegasques up there. And then this evening there's going to be a big concert with Jean-Michel Jarre, which is for everybody. It's free for everybody. And then tomorrow is the religious ceremony, and we've got people like Nicolas Sarkozy and half a dozen kings, including the King of Lesotho and Prince Edward and the Countess of Wessex, flying in for the religious ceremony, followed by dinner and a ball in the beautiful, beautiful Salle Garnier Opera House, and then a big fireworks display.
Paint a picture for us. What does Monaco look like right now?
Well, right now it's looking great because they've been doing a lot of work to spruce up all the buildings. There's flags everywhere, lots and lots of South African flags. It's a lovely sunny day with a bit of a breeze, but still very hot. But it's funny because today I think it's been fairly quiet before the storm. I think tomorrow will be the day. I live in Fontbier and we have the helicopter pad fairly near us. So I think tomorrow's going to be a very busy day on the helicopters as they bring everybody in.
Now, not to take away from the flowers and the pomp and the flags, but it was said of the bride, Charlene Wittstock, that she started to get cold feet not too long ago and even bought a one-way ticket back to South Africa. Any proof of that?
None at all. I mean, just like the rest of the world, there's a lot of rumors and, you know, people have heard this, but I know no more than you do from looking at the internet.
Worth a mention here that there is no king of Monaco. Prince Albert, whose father was Prince Rainier, that was Grace Kelly's husband, as we know him here. Prince Albert is in charge of Monaco. What kind of a leader is he? Is he somebody who has good popularity there?
Oh, he's tremendously popular, and he's very accessible and very approachable. But I think some people worry that he's a little bit too approachable and hasn't quite got the steel that his father had. Because, you know, his father took Monaco through some very difficult times and came through. And I think they wonder whether Albert is just a little bit too nice.
So it sounds like it's such a spectacle and a beautiful landmark event. What does it mean for the people of Monaco that this man who at one point was considered something of a playboy, that he's finally tying the knot?
Well, I think it means a lot because, they are really hoping that there will be an heir to the princely throne. The succession has to go through the male line, or it did have to. I mean, it has changed. But nevertheless, I think, you know, the tradition is very strong here, and I think they really want that succession.
Although he has two children, he hasn't been married before, but do they not count as heirs?
No, they don't. They will have, from what I understand, if he dies and his personal estate is divided up, they have a right to that, but they are not eligible, as illegitimate, they can't be heir to the throne.
Claire Lathbury of the Riviera Times speaking to us from Monaco, the answer to our GeoQuiz and the site of the wedding of Prince Albert and South Africa's Charlene Wittstock today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.